I know you're not calling from midair, but I'm just going to say for fun radio purposes that you are calling from the middle of the air as you're heading up to a conference in New York City, which is really cool. Dr. Stroman, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Yes, I'm excited. I think everybody loves New York City. Now, some people would love to live there. Others just want to go in and visit and enjoy all the sights. But I'm headed up to the Sports Business Journal Game Changers Conference. It's a conference that brings together all the women who are involved in the business of sports. So it's an exciting time for networking, great learning, great sharing. And, of course, you have the backdrop of one of the most exciting cities in the world, which is New York City.
Have you been to this one before? What's it like?
I have. And usually the subjects range from finances to marketing to how to be a good leader. And then you're hearing from the who's who of sport leaders. And I'm always happy to go up to New York City because my teammate Val Ackerman, who is the commissioner of the Big East, will be there. And she's actually speaking this year, so I'm excited to hear her. Also, some leaders with ESPN and other sport companies.
What are some of the big issues that are going to be discussed there this year?
Well, there aren't so much of the issues, but in terms of how we are better, how we're more effective, everything from how we might be able to put on a production, how we might be able to engage people who work for us or our peers. Certainly, a lot of the things are going on in terms of gender equity, salaries, negotiations, and how we provide more access for women in sport.
So that's coming up this weekend. We're speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman, again, Kenan Flagler Business School professor. And let's talk about game changers in sports right now. Beth Mowins just became the first woman in 30 years since 1987 to call the play-by-play for an NFL game on national TV, the Chargers-Broncos game over the weekend, which was an exciting game. It came down to a blocked field goal, but a lot of the excitement in the studio as well as on the field too, right?
Yes, I'm very happy for my friend Beth. We play golf whenever we get the opportunity, but this is really, really a game changer. She's had lots and lots of experience as a broadcaster, spent 20-plus years doing the College Women's World Series. She spent about 7 years as an ESPN college football analyst. She's done men's and women's basketball for the NCAA, and she's actually been in pro football with the Oakland Raiders since 2015. So the question is, certainly men can call women's sports. How long will it take for us to have many, many Beths who are calling men's sports? There's no doubt there's a lot of criticism, and a lot of it really not deserved, especially when you go to some of these comment boards. There was one woman who was calling a baseball game a number of years ago, and people were just ripping her up, saying that she was worst ever, just terrible, did not know the game. And you can imagine what it took to get to that level. So these women are qualified, they're skilled, and they're helping to open up doors for young girls, girls interested in possibly having a career there.
Yeah, and I mean, it's such a shame that those dudes sitting in their parents' basements commenting on comment threads don't get the chance to show everyone how it's done, right?
Well, sadly, you know, women, especially athletes, women would love to be able to compete against men. And I'm not talking about a peer, another pro athlete, or highly skilled NCAA Division I athlete, but there are a lot of women who would love to take that armchair guy who's sitting at home putting down a few beers and never really exercising his life, but making all those comments about how women should not be doing X, Y, Z. And certainly it happens in business as well. Mm-hmm. You see women getting great positions in terms of ownership. You think about the L.A. Lakers being owned by Jenny Buss. You think about the general managers who are operating in male sports, but yet there's always some guy out there who says, oh, she doesn't know what she's doing.
And insofar as that's true, and I mean, you just said it, it takes like a woman who wants to get to that position needs to work twice as hard and be twice as good in order just to get to the same level.
There's no doubt that the extra work, and again, it's not a doubt about the skill level. It's a matter of whether or not there's a fit. And that's just a dangerous phrase for women and marginalized people to hear is that, oh, you just want to fit. Well, I've done everything that you've asked. I can never change my gender, or I wouldn't want to change my gender for this job. You know, I go out with the guys. I go have the beer when necessary. But still, women are told that you're just not the right fit. Now, this wouldn't even be an issue, I believe, if it weren't for all the money that's involved, the commercialization, the millions of dollars. If there were that type of money on the women's side, then I think you would see more men coming over to the women's side to call games, to coach, and do all those things. And I'm reminded of what's happening now with women's sports in terms of coaching. As soon as the money started flowing in to NCAA Division I women's basketball, we've seen a lot more male coaches jump into that space. But when it was just peanuts, you're making, you know, $20,000 a year. You basically have to do the laundry for the team. You have to drive the van. We didn't see as many men jump in. So I definitely think that money has a lot to do with this.
Speaking with Dr. Deb Strom and again, Keenan Flagler Business School, talking about Beth Mowen's achievement off the field in the broadcast studio, milestone achievement for her because it's been 30 years since the last time a woman called play-by-play for an NFL game. Let's move on the court or on the field in this case to another milestone that just got set earlier today, this in baseball. By the Cleveland Indians, 21-game winning streak. I have to say I'm not 100% thrilled about it because they had to break the record by sweeping my Detroit Tigers, but I'm fine with that because they're not going anywhere this year anyway. But a 21-game winning streak for the Cleveland Indians that didn't look like they were going to be all that great early on, and they've just taken off really close to the right time of the year with the playoffs coming up. How significant is this?
This is very, very significant. Number one, they passed the Oakland A's 2002 team that was known for Moneyball, where they were using analytics to recruit players and then with a restricted budget. So it does that. And then, of course, this afternoon, they broke the 1935 Cubs. What is interesting is that the record to break is 26 straight wins.
Yeah.
And that was in 1916 by the New York Giants. And most people know the Giants from San Francisco, but actually they originated in New York City. Interesting, they've outscored the opponents 134-32. So they're playing really, really good team ball. Everyone knows that with baseball, it's really about the pitching, but these guys are showing that they've got bats up and down the lineup. They've got the teamwork going. It'll be interesting to see, though, if this momentum will help them in the playoffs. You've got to keep this confidence up. And as we know, with men's basketball at Carolina, we win a lot of games, and a lot of people say, oh, we need to take a loss right before playoffs or the ACC tournament. Because people feel that when you're on that momentum sweep, and then all of a sudden the game gets closed or you actually lose, you kind of take a real, real big dip. So it's interesting to see how long this will go or whether or not we'll start seeing them lose a bit and then come back strong for the playoffs.
If you're listening out there and you're wondering why no one's talking about the New York Giants record of 26 games, there was a tie in there, right? Which is why everyone's talking about 21.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
I'm looking at these three teams, and I would feel kind of bad if I were an Indians fan right now, because you got the 2002 A's, they had their 20-game winning streak, 35 Cubs, 21-game winning streak. You want to throw in the 16 Giants in there with their 26-game kind of winning streak. None of those teams won the World Series, and that's what it ultimately comes down to, right? Especially for the Indians, having come off that disappointment last year.
Yeah, so it shows that it's more than just being hot. You have to be hot at the right time.
Yep.
Now, there's no doubt that this is impressive. They've won 45 in this streak. They've won 45% of their home games and 11 consecutive road games. Mm. So that means that they are, at this point, very much built to play home and away, where some of these other teams, they did a lot of their winning by winning their home field, so to speak. The 1953 Yankees were more impressive. They've won 14 consecutive road games, so it was much more impressive the way they were winning their game.
Speaking again with Dr. Deb Strom and Keenan Flagler Business School, wrapping up where we started with the conference coming up in New York City that you're heading to, the Game Changers Conference. What are you going to be doing up there? Is it just attending? Are you speaking? What is it that's bringing you up there?
Well, I am an educator and an entrepreneur. So I love to learn and I love to share. Probably in terms of the entrepreneurial work, I'm looking at continuing to build relationships as I help pro athletes transition from their pro career. So I'm always interested in meeting people who might have a tie to some type of advisor for a pro athlete, or just meeting people who know of situations where I could be of help. The other thing that this is kind of hot off the press, we're actually going to launch it on October 1st. I'm starting a business with another Tar Heel, and it's called Women in Sports Tech. We just feel that this is a great opportunity for us to help girls, to help young women in college, professionals and leaders do better, be better, and be more effective in this space. But there's no doubt that women are really, really interested in sports tech, and it could be anything from analytics to data scientists to programmers to all the work that goes on behind the scenes with marketing and communications and media. So we're excited about that. So I'm going to go up there and talk to some people about where their needs might be and how we could help them.
That's awesome. We'll hear more about that between now and the end of the month, too. We got to let you go, but Deb Strohm and Keenan Flagler Business School, thank you so much. Enjoy New York.
Thank you.